Greetings. I'm Savilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK explores your questions about Southwest Michigan. You can share yours at WMUK.org. Today, we're listening back to a story we first aired in September. I'm in a car with Bonnie Nye, who you might remember from a Why's That episode about road markers on I-94. This time, Bonnie and I are driving in the country on Van Buren County Road 669.
Well, if we get all the way to Decatur, I'll know I passed it.
Well, I think this might be right here. Yep, that's it right there.
We stop by a shed at the edge of the road. It's got a pipe sticking out near the bottom of one wall and water pouring out of the pipe into a basin that's sunk into the ground. Bonnie peers inside.
There's a little frog down in there. Get a picture of him. Isn't he cute?
The property owners describe this as a spring that drains to the Dowagiac River. Bonnie says she's been visiting the spot since 1974.
When I first moved out here to Van Buren County, one of the locals told me about it and brought me out here to see it.
Bonnie's curious about the spring's history. So is Rodney Reed, the curator of the public museum in Lawton. We meet at the Van Buren District Library in Decatur. Like Bonnie, Reed's known about the spring for decades.
Back in the 70s when I was coming of age, there was nothing to do. And there's a great Steve Earle song where it says,
"There ain't a lot that you can do in this town. You drive down to the lake and then you turn back around."
And Gravel Lake was the back way on that road.
On the way, Reed says he and his friends would pass by the spring.
Or like midnight cruises in the middle of summer, always kind of stop there and get a cold drink of water. So a lot of fond memories of that.
Reed says the research that he's done on the area indicates that County Road 669 follows the path of a Native American trail.
The Native American lore is that one day there was a great rumble and all this water disappeared. And so the theory is it was a big earthquake that swallowed up all this water and just left swampland. So the main Native American trail went around this swamp, of course, well, the big water at the time.
The library's Amy Druskovich says that in the 19th century, the route by the spring served the stagecoaches that carried passengers and mail between Pawpaw and Dowagiac.
And oftentimes there were several that would run a day down the routes.
Druskovich found a written account that mentions the stagecoach drivers watering their horses at the spring.
There is a comment in there about with the stagecoaches, the horses knew when they were getting near and they would step up and get a little extra push to get to the fresh water.
Pep in the step.
That's right, a little pep in the step.
As Druskovich explains, the water wasn't the only feature. Sometime around the 1830s, an inn was built next to the spring.
The Greenman Inn, the building, the structure has been raised, so it no longer exists, and there is a house now at that location. But it talks about overnight guests staying.
Various accounts describe the ballroom on the second story, where guests and locals danced on a wooden floor that was custom built to be extra springy. The building stood for about 120 years, but in the early 1950s, it either burned or was demolished. A couple of months after Bonnie Nye first took me there, we return with Rodney Reed. He says when he stopped here on midnight drives with his friends in the 70s, he didn't know about the inn that had come down just a couple of decades before.
To us, it was just a place to stop and get a drink of water. That's, you know, cool spot. But yeah, once you find out more and more about it, the history of it, then it's, you know, it means more.
I asked Bonnie if she still drinks from the spring.
Yeah, I do. I have this summer. Yeah, long as it's summer.
Refreshing?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Is it cold?
Yes, and you can taste the minerals.
This story about a special spring near Decatur first aired in September. While drinking from it is a time-honored tradition, we cannot promise that the water is free from harmful bacteria and chemicals. But when a spring or anything else in Southwest Michigan makes you ask, why is that? We want to hear from you at our website. For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.